We've been going over some Divrei Drush that relates to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So I thought I would go over a Gemara today in Masechet Bava Metzia. It says on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Churban Yerushalayim Alal Shadanu Badin Torah, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they judged everything by Din Torah. Everything they did Al Pi Halacha, so Yerushalayim got destroyed. So the Gemara says, "Eladina de Megisli Dinu." So what should they are supposed to judge tyrannical halakha? That's what they're supposed to do according to the Torah. So why should Yerushalayim be destroyed? Doing anything of the Torah? Elaima she'aminu dineim al din Torah, below abdu lifnim yishur adin. So the Gemara learns everything they did like exactly the way it should be, but nobody went lifnim yishur adin. Nobody went like above. That means like, let's say we have a dispute. And you know, you owe me $7,567.45. I say I want every 45 cent, things like that. Like sometimes you go lift me shoes, then you know what, Nebuch, I'll give you a little bit. It's mine, but I'll give you a little bit of the money. That's like lifting me shoes it didn't. So that they didn't do. So Tosfos says, "L'char vim tomar de biyoma amar b'nei sinat chinam." So Tosfos says, but the Gemara says Masechet Yoma and Daf Tet. The Gemara gives reasons. It says the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for the big three aveirot, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, and Shfichut Damim, for idolatry, murder, and sexual immorality. And then the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinan Chinam, needless hatred. So Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar Adah B'Hat Garma. Tosfos says they're both positive factors, meaning Sinan Chinam, and this part about not doing Lifnei Mishur Sedin. Now, the Pnei Yehoshua, he has a discussion, and he says, he discusses there's a whole list of reasons that the Gemara gives in Masechet Shabbat why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, seven reasons. He says those reasons are from the first Beis HaMikdash, how does he explain this with this contradiction? In other words, he says, well, there's a whole lot of reasons why it's destroyed. So those were the first Beis HaMikdash. So then he says, what about Sinas Chinam and Habaha Garma? So he says, he wants to say it's really one and the same. In other words, they hated each other because the other person wasn't doing Lifnei Mishur Zedin. In other words, the other one was insisting, I want exactly what's mine, blah, 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 blah. And that was the cause of the Sinas Chinam. And, you know, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz said to me, like sinas chinam doesn't mean you hate them for no reason, but it means if the other person is doing technically al pi din Torah, so then if you hate them, that's sinas chinam. In other words, you hate them, sinas chinam. So there's a different hesber that I heard. This was from Rav Simon, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Rizkot Khanam. He was quoting from Rav Nachum from Shadik. He said like this, that really it was destroyed because of sinas chinam, but Hashem would have given them a pass. In other words, it's like v'midah shadam modeid ba modedim lo. The attributes that you exhibit to other people is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you. So if everybody would have said, you know, technically it's not right, but, you know, I'm letting it pass. So Hashem would have said, gee, they're all such nice guys, let everything pass. You know, I'll let this pass too. They have sinas chinam, I'll let it pass. But now the Danu Dinyam Din Torah, everything has got to be exact. So that's what you are with everybody. Everything's got to be exact. So you have to be exact with me too. So now you're Chayiv Sinas Chinam. That's it. You're history. That's one piece that goes like that. Okay, now let me just do, I'll do a few with the Gemaras in Masechet Shabbat, and we'll take it from there. Now, the Gemara Masechet Shabbat has a list of seven Aveirot. That the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for. So you have to say, it's like one of the Mefarshim says, it's not just the three big Aveirot that the Gemara says, but these in addition to which, each one. So so the first one is, let me find the first one, and we'll see how many we have today. So it says here, I'm looking. One second. Yeah, okay. So Amar Abaye, Lo Charva Yerushalayim El B'Shil Shechilu Bara Shabbat. Abaye says Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were busy being Mechal Shabbos. They were desecrating the Shabbos. And the Gemara quotes Psukim to support it. So we, on one level, we can understand that Shabbos is like the Ikar of our Amuna. So when you're not doing Shabbos, so everything goes downhill. So I think that Or HaChaim says in Sefer Chafetz Hashem, I think he says that that had they kept one of these items, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. In other words, each one is like part of a puzzle. So even like some of the people are doing this, and some are doing that, and some people are doing the other thing, but if they would have been keeping Shabbos, it would have kept the Beis HaMikdash going. All right, so now, I saw quoted in the name of Marsha, I couldn't find it here in the Masechta, Marsha says in his time, he says like each one he thinks is like not being observed properly, and time of Marsha, he thinks Shabbos isn't being observed properly. Imagine what he would say here in Great Neck, you know, it's like, you know, so many people unfortunately are not Shomer Shabbos, like they're, you know, just openly and notoriously violating Shabbos. So he says that's one din. Then he says, now he said again. So Shabbos is like the Yisodei HaEmunah. All right. Now next one is he has. So Amr Bivau Lo Karbi Yerushalayim Lo Shlosh Bitlu Kriyat Shema Shacharit VaArvit. The Yerushalayim was destroyed because people weren't reciting Shema in the morning and the evening, and that. So the Maharal says that if they would have said Shema in the morning and the evening, at the most minimal level, you're Mekayim Talmud Torah by saying Shema in the morning and evening. So if they would have had a little bit of Torah with them, so then Yerushalayim would have been destroyed. But they were such hefker, so it got destroyed. Okay, I think it's going to be it tonight. Any questions? I'll pick it up and blean it tomorrow. Any questions, comments, thoughts on this?